Hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of the pod with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister, Kix. Hi.
Hi. Switch it up there. This is Dumpster Dive Pod.
What do you mean? I said with another episode of different. The pod.
Anywho, it feels like a century since we recorded, but here we are.
Not me. I've been recording.
together.
I know. I just laugh like when you show up to the podcast. It's like, if we haven't had a podcast episode in years.
Well.
Anywho. No, I'm forging ahead with the Halloween series without Kicks, as you have noticed. And we also have some more fun things happening in the future for that, which I haven't even updated Kicks on yet, but it's been in my cabeza.
I was literally just going to be like, yeah, we do. I can't wait. I was going to go along, but.
Well, we have a surprise. There is a bonus Halloween ep coming out on Halloween Day that no one knows about.
Okay. Work.
So expect that. But we're having so much fun over there. I mean, we just recapped, Emerson Collins and I just recapped Roni season 10, episode 1. And it's funny watching it. That's the Lady Gaga dress party.
Blackface.
And blackface, of course. I wasn't going to bring that up, but you did. And
yeah, it happened.
Well, no, I know. It's just like, I don't think it's just like a fun thing to just be like talk about.
No, you're
like, we didn't really talk about it in the episode. Although there is a hilarious moment of the episode where Sonia walks up to Luann as she walks in blackface. And Sonia goes, Luann, I knew you'd show up in a headdress.
Well,
and I'm like, well, it's kind of a crazy thing to say to someone, but at the same time, you're like, absolutely. She's
one
right.
One way she's going to cultural appropriate, so.
And she did. It's hard to watch, but it's so funny because I'm watching it, and of course I miss the golden years, but I think it's okay that we're moving on to like a new direction. And I don't feel that people are so up in arms about this new cast. And
who
I'm
cares?
Like, I understand that I agree. One thing we're still not getting is body diversity. It's fucking insane that we're staring at another gaggle of like 100-pound waifs, but like, I'm going to leave that, you know, to the side for a second. But like, of course they're influencers. They're New York socialites. Like, that's the new currency. So we can't be mad at like the influencing game. And also Jenna Lyons is icon.
She's an icon.
Nick. And if you don't know who she is, go just read up on her, because she's a very fascinating life. And she literally took J. Crew from this like
Bossic.
Very basic mom Talbot's line and turn it into like this massive stylish fashion forward brand. Granted, after she left, they've since gone downhill again, because I think she was the star, but she's amazing. And I think it's so fun to have someone like that on. And she's also besties with Carol Radzivill.
Isn't she queer as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is very exciting. I think, again, the cast is very diverse and have different cultures and backgrounds. Not everybody's from the fucking Upper East Side. So it is a little bit more true to New York City in some ways, of course. But I think it's going to be really exciting. I think it's exciting for a new chapter in Real Housewives, which has always been fun. We had so much fun with Potomac. It's not new anymore.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you just meant like, it's fun. The way you said it made it sound like Real Housewives is fun. Like, just like a very general statement about like.
Actually, it's not fun. Quite often, like 50% of the time, it's not fun.
You actually don't like it. So it's like more Real Housewives, which is fun.
No, I think what I'm saying before Tom interrupted me and dragged me at the same time was that it's fun to get new franchises because we have the same franchises over and over again. We'll get into Beverly Hills because
you love Dubai.
Unfun. I love Dubai. I think Salt Lake is very.
I was kidding.
I'm serious.
Did you like it? Did you watch
it? Yeah. I watched it here and there and had a nice time.
I know. I'm just laughing. You're like selling yourself as this like.
Shut up.
Housewives lover.
Send me a little bitch. I am not, because we'll get into boy howdy, was this week horrible.
Well, okay, so we have a lot to catch up on because we didn't have a regular episode last week. We just had our Halloween recap. So thank you guys for hanging in there with our change in schedule. Just life shit happening. But before we talk about Housewives, we went away with some Bravo podcasters and had the best time.
Yes, so we did a BravoCon, in parentheses, Pocono situation. Mm-hmm. We met some people we've never met in person, which was pretty crazy.
We have met in person, Nora from The Reality Is, and we've also met, mm-hmm. kind of recently have met Chelsea mm-hmm. in person.
I met her for the first time like a month ago in person.
Yeah, same. Whenever that was in July. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, and we've met Donnie in person because Donnie lives here in New York City. But then we had not met Amanda from It's All Happening or met Taria, which is crazy mm-hmm. from what else is going on. I say Taria, which is crazier just because, you know, Amanda was pregnant and she wasn't really on the podcast in the podcast world for a little bit, but Taria's like always on this fucking podcast. We never met in person. Kendrick from Reality and Comics too,
which Kendrick made it took a flight to join us, which was so epically kind, and we had such a fun time. I threw up in a Wawa. That's how much fun we had.
A couple people threw up in a Wawa. That's
yeah, we
all
won't
we'll
name the other person, but I did. I was the one of two people who did throw up in a Wawa. So.
Yeah. And you know what? Something I'll say about Pennsylvania, it's not for me.
It's gorgeous.
It is beautiful in the right spots. But something that bothers me about Pennsylvania is it leaves, and shout out, I know a lot of people from Pennsylvania in my life, but every single person I've ever met from Pennsylvania does not live there anymore.
No, you're right.
What I struggle with them is they leave, because they're such a notorious swing state, the Republicans are scary and loud. The Democrats are loud. And so it's like you go everywhere and it's like, hey, I'd like to order a grilled cheese. And they're like, well, did you
vote?
Were you there on January 6th? Because that's the only people we're serving today.
Yeah. I'll take it or leave it.
Like the Wawa was a scary place for me.
Okay, here's the thing. I've been to a Wawa in downtown Philadelphia, which was quite Philadelphia. I get them mixed up. Which is literally Philadelphia or Pittsburgh.
You just said I get Philadelphia and Pennsylvania mixed up, I think.
No, I said I get them mixed up. Who cares?
Pittsburgh,
anyways.
Yeah.
It was like the Times Square M&M store. It was so much fun and gorgeous and huge. Fun. And then we went to this dump on our way back to the city.
I went on my way there and
you know what? I did throw up in it, so that's what it deserves, I guess. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would go back. I mean, anywhere that has a make-your-own deli sandwich, I'm down.
On a little iPad, honey.
I know, but I kind of like the romanticism of a deli in New York City.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than in New York, like, where you know, where you go in. Like, I have a deli by my office that I know the guy, and it's just, like, fun to be like, hey, like, and you're like egg and cheese and turkey bacon on a roll, like by, like, it's just like a quick little exchange and you just keep going. I don't know. I just love, I love New York City deli.
Bodegas, delis, they're all great. I love them.
Yeah. But we had the best time, and we also did
so much fun.
We also, well, I've now flown a little too close to the sun because I dressed as Kathy Hilton and she's now shared me on her stories and keeps liking the photos, aka the gay that is liking
that ain't her. The gay's having the time of their life, so.
Yeah, they are.
Kathy has no idea what's going on Instagram.
No. You need to post a photo and tag Shannon in it. I'm sure she would get her eyeballs on it.
Speaking of insurrectionists.
I don't think Shannon is. Shannon is just like one of those awful people who's like deeply apolitical.
Or doesn't. Yeah. Just is like, I don't like politics. I don't vote.
Yeah. Apolitical. I mean, they just like don't. She doesn't. She was like scared to talk about BLM because she said that it was politics. And it's like.
No, it's actually.
It's literally not politics.
Trying to
at all.
Live. So anywho. How was your week in life, Tom?
Week in life is good. I mean, life is busy, but happy to be here gabbing about these shows. I, you know, I have, because life has gotten a little bit busier, I download a lot of these shows and watch them on the train from because I have premium Peacock, and it's interesting to like, because you really focus in on them when you don't have your phone. Like I'm using my phone to watch this show, so
and that's how I often watch.
I can't play Wordle. You know,
yeah, because I watch it in the mornings because I go to bed at 9 p.m. So I often watch them the next morning while I'm getting ready. And so it's on my tiny phone and I'm just carrying it around. My tiny
BB phone. Well, we have a lot to talk about. So we should jump into it because we did not, you know, we failed you all listening because we did not recap the premiere of Roses of the Potomac.
Oh, boy. Boy, howdy. That just feels right in my spirit to say that today.
Right. This is week two. Yes, we did not. Yes.
I am my hot take that I have not heard people or seen people talk about is I think they have new producers because the editing they're doing between scene to scene is insanity.
They were doing shit like this last season, though. Remember?
It's black and white, and then there's a pop of pink flowers just like spurting out of the ground. And then there's like a transition of like something dark across the screen. It's like, we're not trying to get an Oscar here. We're really just trying to see someone throw a drink in someone's face.
Yeah, I don't like it, to be honest with you.
I hate it.
I really hate. There was also one where there was a cherry blossom on the ground, and this woman just stepped on it. I was like, what?
Horror movie.
But then But then it cut to a scene of like Giselle and Robin like at like a strip mall. I'm like, well, why put the woman stepping on the cherry blossom here? We're not leading to anything. Like that would lead me to thinking that like Karen was about to get her grand dameness stripped away from her. Like that's how that
or
would
like
be.
Mia and Giselle were about to meet up for coffee or something. Like
right. Yeah. Or Mr. G or whatever his name is was about to come and hit on some women again. Every time I say Daddy G, I think of Mr. G from Summer Heights High.
Wait, what's really crazy is that there are a friend of mine from high school, her dad, we used to call him Daddy G. Not in a weird way.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And she just texted me. It literally popped up on my screen.
Oh, really?
Which is, yeah, so weird. Anywho.
I think you have to qualify not in a weird way. It is kind of weird, but.
It is weird. But we were like kids. Like, it wasn't like.
I know.
Yeah, if you call some, it doesn't matter. Anyways, pass.
But some, okay, so we're going to kind of chat about both episodes in one. I'm getting a little, after seeing episode two, I'm getting a little worried about something.
Does it start with Green Eyed?
It does.
Ends with Bandit?
Giselle is doing not what we want from this television program. Like, she's always been messy and fun, but I think she has really crossed a very thick line and done it just like with reckless abandon and the
a
way
hop,
that she's coming
jump.
For Candace. And I actually don't, I did you see that Chris Bassett commented on that photo or something? So Chris Bassett commented on something and he was like, what's interesting about this sit down with Ashley and Candace is that Candace knew about this already because I told her that Ashley, Robin, and Giselle took a photo two blocks down from the W. And I said, you should have come to the W. And he was like, and I told Candace, like, can you believe they were like two doors down? They didn't come by. And so it's like very clearly not what it is at all. Now, I do think that it is a little weird that he like went into Giselle's room alone just because like the dynamics are just weird. Like there's no one there. And like in the end, you, no matter how close you are, you don't have that relationship. You're still like a straight man. And he was mad and he gets really, really drunk, which I really don't like. He's always like drinking whiskey at like noon. So like I understand being a little uncomfortable and being like, that was weird. I kind of just wish that it could have been like a group of us. Like I love Chris, but like it just left a weird taste in my mouth. Like there's a way to have said that where I don't think it would have been so bizarre. Do you think it was weird?
Yeah, I think so. It was just back to back, like her, Giselle really going there. She like immediately came for Mia's
health. I mean, I did kind of laugh at it because Mia herself in scenes couldn't quite understand if she did get not diagnosed. Like,
which I also believe because I have like seen people go through these situations. Like not, there's a YouTube couple that I follow who went through something very similar. Is she got negatively diagnosed. She was negative in a cancer scare. 3 months later, they were like, JK, come back. And then she had like stage 4 breast cancer. So like things like this happen. Like you go in, they're like, you're good or you're bad. And then the next week it's something completely different. Like it's happened. So I don't think that I know what Giselle was doing and the viewers do too, but it's still someone's like life. Then that's why these shows always get so tough for me is because yes, I get she's being messy and it's kind of funny, but like at the same time, it's like, what if she does have cancer and now you look like a total twat? So,
oh,
like,
it's awful. You should never go up to someone and be like, so are we cancer or are we not cancer? It's like, that's an awful thing to say about someone. But
and then Robin's yeah, also
but
like,
but what did you think about when Mia's mom was like, well, how is the diagnosis? And Mia was like, what diagnosis?
I don't know. I can't, it's like, we can't really talk on it because we also can't look like shitty people.
Well, I'm not looking like a shitty person. I'm just asking you, like, that was weird. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, it's all a little bizarre. But, like, at the same time,
It is bizarre. Like, and I think that's what the show, but take Giselle out of it. All the other women are also just trying to be like, Mia, what's going on? This is weird. Like, we can't quite figure out, like, what's going on.
Right. And it's a different level than what Giselle crossed the line there. I bring that up because I'm already in a nasty feeling about her. And then this whole thing with Candace and Chris and like, I don't know. It just also happened a while ago. You had plenty of time to bring it up, not on camera. You held this in so long that now you probably made shit up in your head about it. And now you're bringing it to Candace. I like Tom was saying, I do think that the situation with Chris going into his room after he knew that no one was in there with Giselle is a little weird, and I get her being uncomfortable, period. I just think like the like let's come for Chris this season feels a little bit crazy. But again, maybe he is in the wrong and he probably did something shitty, but it just like the it was they
I don't
are
think
setting,
he's a bad guy.
Like, I don't think so either.
He doesn't give that to me. And Candace, say what you will. I mean, I've always loved her, but like, she's no idiot. And like, she would not be, I really don't think she would be with someone who would do dumb shit like that, you know?
No, I don't think so either. I think she's very smart and she's a person that knows what she wants, as we can see. So,
yeah. But seeing I really love her because she was like, she looked dead in the camera.
Dead in the camera.
She was like, are we really doing this right now?
I think Giselle was, she looked genuinely shocked.
Good. She should be. She's acting like a dick.
Yeah. And then Robin's looking a little too intense. Like something she's saying, I'm like, why aren't we being fun? Like, let's take a step back and let's be fun, Shady. Not like actually kind of mean.
Well, Robin's had some weird takes on things. Also, did you think it was weird, the divorce thing where she was talking about how she thought that she didn't deserve half of Juan's. I'm like, you birthed his children.
And then he cheated on you.
Right.
Didn't he?
I
don't know.
I can't remember.
That could be wrong.
I can't remember.
There
was the money issues and then.
I think she's thinking that now because she's the breadwinner. I think if you would have asked I don't think she would have thought the same thing when she was going through all that shit.
No, certainly not. But I hate when she talks about, she's like, I'm the breadwinner from my hat line. I'm like, no, I mean, you're the breadwinner from the television program we're watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, your hats aren't making you millions and millions of dollars. Like, you're on a television program and you're famous.
I don't know. they're never in stock, so maybe she's either selling them out or not doing a good job.
I'm convinced it's similar to Jamie Lee Curtis's My Hand in Yours, where it's like hats, soap dishes, toothbrush, toothpaste, wind chime blanket. Like, it's like just because she has random shit in there, too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like Karen. Karen has the same thing because Karen has wigs.
So now does
fragrances
Mia.
And candles.
Not Mia. Sorry. Now does Wendy, because Wendy's like, well, I have candles after I became a doctor. I'm doctor and a talk show or a correspondence. And now she wants to own a bar.
I know. No, that's different, though. Like, that's not all. Like, the idea. Sure. The My Hand and Yours thing, which is so funny, is like, I have a wind chime line, but I also sell thermoses. And it's like in the same umbrella.
Got it.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it just doesn't, these businesses, this lifestyle line, like, doesn't really make
any
sense.
There is a jewelry designer who, Jennifer Meyer is her name. She's crazy. But her jewelry, she's
that, right?
I don't think so. It's okay. Fine. She sells jewelry, but also cooking salt. So it's the similar situation.
Wait, cooking salt and jewelry?
She sells fine jewelry and semi-fine jewelry, and then there is a portion on her website where she literally sells different types of salt. Not to bathe in, not to, like, self-care, like, to cook with. Hmm.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, honestly, it's kind of like IKEA. They got meatballs.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something else. I can't remember. There was something else I used to really like at IKEA, food-wise. It wasn't
the meatballs. I've never eaten anything there, and I'm proud to say.
I don't know if you should be proud of that. You're eating meat again, so maybe you should try.
But I'm not eating that kind of meat.
Okay.
Isn't that like lamb? Lamb and beef combo?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Sounds scary. I just don't want to go to a furniture store walking around with a hot meatball sub.
Well, you sit down and eat it. And then
am I
going
to really be there long enough to sit?
Yeah.
That I can't do that.
Okay.
When was the last time you went to an IKEA?
It's been literally probably 10 years.
Yeah, I haven't been in so long.
Great.
Well,
party, as Tom would say. Party.
So we get more Ashley in the divorce, which all continues to feel deeply messy and confusing. And she revealed on Watch What Happens Live on premiere night that she and Michael are still living in that apartment together.
Fuck no.
Yes.
Oh, they're fucking left and right. There's no way.
No, she said they're not. I mean, how? And we all, they no longer live there, but Kix and I did used to know someone who lived in that building.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes.
Lived in the building, like, through probably the last three seasons of the show. Like, since they moved in, essentially, they've lived there.
I have a couple of takes. They should move out. Hot take. The other take is, it's a little bit of an ugly apartment. If you're going to be rich and live on a penthouse, make it look nice. Like, it just is, like, old, like, a lot of silver.
I think that's Michael. I just think it's styled weird.
Yeah, you're right. It is styled weird.
He has, like, the style of, like, I don't know,
an old man.
To me, it's like Scarface-y.
Yeah.
Like a lot of like shimmer and mirrors.
Yeah.
Places
yeah,
you can
like
do
it wouldn't,
blow.
It wouldn't surprise me if there's a mirror above the dining room table.
And the bed and the hot tub and the. He's a fucking weird. He's sick in the head.
He's gotta go.
I pray
not
we don't have to see him. The season. Do you think we will?
We will. Absolutely.
Because he wasn't in the trailer. I wonder if he's not going to film.
I'm sure it's going to be like a mid-season trailer moment where everybody's like,
I did love it. Like, Ashley, it's like, I'm not drinking because I'm hot when I'm not drinking. And then she's like, I feel hot. I'm going to do a tequila shot.
I thought she was going to say she's not. I think people asked her why she's not drinking because I think people were worried she was pregnant.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not, as we know, because I guess
she's not. But there was a moment I was like, oh, maybe these girls think she's pregnant. And they're like, girl, ain't you trying to get a divorce?
Yeah. Also, Katie looked unwell at that party?
Listen, she's never looked incredible. I think her shaved head is the best she's ever looked. She's incredible. I'm here to tell the truth. I think her hair being gone is the best thing that's ever happened to her. I think she looks, I honestly was like, she looks great.
When she turned around with the green like contacts and stared deep into the camera, she looked okay? Laughed.
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was living. I thought it was like, that could have been a scene in like the movie In the Ring. Like just like a woman turning around with, I know, but I'm just saying like, you know, like the movie of like, there's the horse, there's the room and the, like, and then there's Katie's turned around bald head
I literally
green
not, I wish contacts. I was joking. I'm not joking. I think she looked great.
Okay. And then when she grabbed onto Ray's ass.
I love her. I'm like sold again. I'm like, maybe she should come back.
I don't think she ever will, because she was pleading all over social media to Andy, like in his comments, to come back, which I don't think that ever works. I don't know who's going to tell her that. But, and then, you know, there also is something so hilarious about Karen just avoiding Charisse, which is just like that she's been avoiding her since season one.
Yeah. I honestly forgot that like Charisse, it's been so long that she's been on the show. Like in my mind, I was like, "Oh yeah, Charisse." Oh, and with the champagne room.
I couldn't handle when Charisse had her first scene with Robin. They were like trying to introduce us to her and like tell us her story. I'm like, no, like we know her. She was on the first four seasons of the show.
Yeah, it's not like she was a one season wonder. She was a cast member.
I think she was full season for the first two. And then maybe a friend of for the third. And then maybe she wasn't on 4, 5, 6. But, like, she's always ancillary here. She's, like, in the mix.
Yeah.
Well, any final thoughts on Potomac?
Oh, I'm just...
Well, I have one other. When they asked Ashley, they were like, well, has Michael cheated on you? And she's like, not lately.
I didn't catch that.
You didn't?
No.
It was at the dance party.
Oh, Lord.
At the TikTok dance party.
If you can't see us, but my cat is in the screen. He wants to say something, I think. But my final thoughts is that I am so happy these ladies are back. Thank Thank Jeebus.
Did you watch Beverly Hills Reunions?
I did. I watched this one.
Yeah, I actually did not watch the first one because I feel like I'd seen so much of it on social media at this point that I was like, I don't think I have the energy to do this. But did watch the second, and... It was actually pretty, I mean, it was pretty interesting, I thought.
It was interesting.
There was lots of weird reveals. And the biggest reveal to me that was so confusing was that Rinna filmed herself throwing that book in the trash can, sent it to the Fox Force 5 thread, and then Erica thought, she was like, I'm going to take it and post it like I did it. And I'm like,
I don't think that's true.
Oh, I think it is true.
But I don't know why she would lie about it. Yeah, you're probably right. It was just
It's a weird thing to lie about. Because she's essentially... Rinna's already, like, in the hot seat. Why would she redirect more anger towards herself?
It was literally the dumbest shit in the world. Speaking of things need to close and new chapters. Some of these girls got to leave our television. I can't... I mean, next episode is going to be... intense because Kathy's joining the girls. I think that it's time. I really think it's time for Lisa and Erica to both leave. They're just, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch like Garcelle, like being so, the dichotomy of like the Fox Force, whatever, versus like, even though Crystal isn't that close with Garcelle and Sutton, it's still so crazy to watch how they just don't give a fuck about anybody else. They don't even they're not self-aware, and most housewives aren't. But it was really hard. It's hard to watch.
I know, but Kix, I actually, after BravoCon, don't think anyone's getting fired except Diana. Because
I forgot about her.
Because I think that... And I don't think Cherie will come back as a friend of again, but
she's,
I think,
hardly in it.
That we have too much there with now the Erica versus Dorit drama from BravoCon, which I wouldn't put past her if that whole thing was staged. Like,
really?
So I heard this theory floating around that, and I can't remember if Emerson brought this up on the podcast or if it was somewhere else. I can't remember where. It may have been on this podcast, just the one that just came out, but about Dorit and PK getting more upset about it because, like, they want to make sure that there's, like, story for a new season. Like, it's a great...
Once again,
on paper, it's a great entry. No, but on paper, it's a great entry to a new season. It's like, Erica's against the Fox Force 5 now. Now we can be mad. Like, these women operate on multiple levels. When they do shady things, they think to themselves, like, this shady thing could make me money.
Mm-hmm.
Could make me $1 million. Like, if Erica was not going to come back, but then she does something like that, and then she gets asked back, that's literally a $1 million decision.
I'm tired.
Isn't that crazy, though, when you think about it like that? You get why they do crazy shit when you think about it like that.
Yeah.
Like, their lives are on the line. But I can see none of them getting fired and Kathy becoming full-time and they just figure it out.
Yeah. I just, like, I don't know. It's Beverly Hills, I always go up and down with, because it is LOL at most times, and then they're just so mean to each other that it's not fun.
Yeah, and Kyle, like, v. Crystal meanness is so confusing to me.
Yeah.
Where is this coming from? It makes it seem to me that Kyle has skeletons about racist shit she said.
Yes. She probably does. And that, probably. Like, once again, it's like, yes, people learn, people grow. Whatever. It just, I can't stand these fucking women. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, and then, like, Crystal standing up to her was really fulfilling, though, in the end of this episode.
Yeah.
And Andy was like, you guys are talking about two fully different things. Like, I don't think you're listening to each other. And it's like, yeah, Kyle, you're just mad. It makes me think there's other shit going on that we don't totally know about. They're just so obsessed with this idea that Crystal made something up. It's just like, let it go. Sutton, let it go. They're in a good place now. Like, I don't, if, and also when people that are non-white tell you that we're good, like, those are the people that you need to listen to in regards to any sort of, like, race related conversations. Like, mm-hmm. If Crystal's saying I'm okay, we got to just move on, because, like, in the end, she is the person that makes the decision on whether or not she felt uncomfortable by someone's actions. It's not Kyle's decision to say, like, well, I'm not over it. It's like, it's literally, you, one, were not involved, and two, she's over it. So why are we continuing to go deeper into something that doesn't matter?
Yeah, and I see why Crystal brought it up too. I don't think she was bringing it up to, like, rehash the conversation. I think she brought it up to, like, prove a point of, like, this is, like, in that moment, it made sense to me that she brought it up again. They're just so brutal to each other. Like, not in like a fun way, like, genuinely hatred. Like, it's hard. It's hard to watch.
They all know that it's a check.
Yeah. And it's just like Garcelle's face in, like, her quiet moments when she's listening. Just, she looks fucking miserable.
Because Lisa, Rinna, and Erica are such bullies to her.
Yeah.
And I really do think Kyle could be a good friend to her if she just would stop being fucking friends with these monsters.
Yeah.
And you can tell Dorit loves her too. Like, that's the mm-hmm. thing that frustrates me, is, like, Kyle and Dorit genuinely, like, really, really like Garcelle, but, or they seem to. But this alliance to two full on villains, like, is stronger than any. It's just, and there was something about them in a text thread about Garcelle's book that just made me feel so
disgusting.
Icky. It's like, you guys are supposed to be this, I know it's not, but a sisterhood in many ways, where it's like, you should be supporting. Garcelle's done nothing but support everyone there.
Literally.
She shows up to all y'all's dumbass events for new
Erica's
hairlines.
Erica's fucking hair thing, when it's like, girl, right. Come on.
Yeah, so, like, I just don't totally understand why she's the punching bag for that. And what did you think about the Amelia Gray thing in the book?
I don't give a fuck.
Well, I think Garcelle hit the nail on the head with that whole thing a couple seasons ago, and it upsets Lisa.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who's gone through body dysmorphia, eating situations, I think that it's a tough conversation to have, especially, and it should be a safe conversation to have around women. I think Garcelle handled it incredibly well. I think she was talking about a story. She wasn't being like, Amelia sucks, period. She was like relaying a story. So it's, I get where she's coming from. And I also appreciate that she was like, no, we took it out of the next like printing and it's off the audio track. Like, we talked about it and it's great. And we moved on. Like, why the fuck, Lisa, are you so mad about it? Like, we, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's pop over to SLC. See?
Oh, CC.
What do we do with these girls?
This is a weird, week of a lot of size, as in S-I-S-I-H-S.
So the issue with SLC, which has always been the issue, is, and we said this when the first episode came out and all this, but, and I want to keep talking about it because it's so clear to me, is like all of them are not operating in the same like field.
Mm-mm.
Like Jen is literally about to go to prison for 50 years. So that's one field, right? That we're in. And then Lisa Barlow is in this like flighty, like, I'm a reality TV star.
She hasn't
world.
Said a word. Like, I can't tell you a conversation that she has been involved in. Obviously, like, in the last episode, she was, like, her and Meredith kind of made up, blah, blah, blah. But this episode, she was, like, dead-ass silent the whole time.
Yeah, you're right. She was, actually. Yeah. She really wasn't in it. And then Whitney's trying to use the show to propel, like, to use as a platform to, like, talk about her story and her things.
Mm-hmm.
Heather is using the show as a dream to, like, be a housewife that she's always wanted to be. And then Meredith is using the show, I think, to just, like, wear things. Like, fun clothes. But, like, yeah. on paper, I don't think any of them, if they didn't have this godforsaken television show, I don't think they have anything to talk about.
Well, that's the crazy thing, is that now they have nothing to talk about because now they fit too much because they're now on season 3 of the show. But mm-hmm. like you said, they're operating on different planes. But if the show wasn't a thing, Heather and Whitney would be like just like friends and cousins who'd see each other at holidays. And Meredith and Lisa, I genuinely think, would still be like friends.
Yeah, they absolutely would.
Yeah.
And also something that made me laugh is like Jen's like, bye, going to New York to maybe to be sentenced for 50 years. And then we get a promo for next week. And they're like, well, since Jen's gone, we got to bring in like 3 newbies to see who will fill her spot. I mean, did you see like we're finally getting all the newbies in? It just made
Angie's
me laugh because I'm like,
yeah,
well, Jen's out. We got to test out the waters to see where this television program's going.
They got to. It's a business, honey. So they got to keep going.
But something that really upset me was Heather saying to Whitney, and granted, well, I am going to say, I do think Whitney did some messy stirring. Like, I didn't totally understand why she was like bringing Heather. She was just so tunnel visioned on letting this truth come out about a flip. The thing is, Angie did probably say it, but she was saying it flippantly, I'm sure. I'm sure she was like, oh, I've heard that Lisa Barlow sucks dick for these seats. It's like, that would be an insane thing that she would actually do, that there's no way she would do for a seat at a
game.
But
it's also like low-key hilarious. Like if you're like joking about something.
It is hilarious. Right. Yeah. Right. So then why are we taking, and also coming from Whitney, who I feel like has humor built, like she like would laugh at something. If someone made up that rumor about her, she would be like,
she would
I wish.
Put it on a birthday cake.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is confusing to me. It's like, well, we're like honing in on this. But then to get so obsessed with Heather and then like calling her a liar, like that whole thing, that all of that, I don't know that I'm team Whitney on. I think she kind of just is stirring for stirring's sake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the part about Heather that really pissed me off was, I cannot believe she said, this trip was about our friend who's about to go to jail for 50 years, and you made it about you by talking about whatever your family trauma is. I'm like,
it's appalling.
Whoa. That is
mean. I said this last time we talked about SLC, is I get such a bizarre vibe from Heather when Whitney is talking about her trauma and something that she's just now experiencing because of how brains work. Mm-hmm. You can block things out without knowing. But, and I just, the moment Heather found out, I was like, something is off. Something's going on. I just got such a weird vibe from Heather, and her face was so, she was angry.
She's mad.
She appeared angry about it, and which is so upsetting, and I don't know why. We probably won't know why, but I'm not, also clearly not a therapist, but it's like she's pissed about something, and it's so difficult to see because she's supposed to be like Whitney's closest friend and
family.
They're literally related.
I mean, granted, they're like very, very long lost cousins, but still, like they have a bond that's even a little bit deeper than friends, you know? And yeah, I think there's more that we won't, that I think won't even play out on the show, to be honest with you, about Heather's past, that she feels a little co-opted by Whitney doing this first. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I know anything about Heather, but do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if there are things in Heather's life that she was scared to share on the show. And I'm not saying she's gone through anything like Whitney's going through, but I'm just saying, like, I wonder if there are skeletons, there is trauma from this Mormon world, and she's mad that Whitney jumped the gun on sharing it before she could.
Or Whitney's talking about it. I think that, like, we saw when Whitney was, like, denouncing Mormonism, like, officially, quote unquote, whatever it was, she was pissed. And I think that, like, low key, Heather hasn't gotten over her shit with, obviously. But I don't know. It's, like, really sad to see because, like, these women should, in the cliche way, women should be supporting women. And, like, I think Jen, I say what you will, I hate Jen Shaw. However, I could tell that Jen appreciated being there and appreciated hanging out with these women, even though Whitney talked about her life. Like, what do you want us to do? Just sit around and talk about how Jen's going to jail? Like, that wouldn't be a fun weekend for Jen.
Right. No, it wouldn't. Like, what were we to do? Like, think about, like, all her new prison buddies she's about to make? Like, what are we going to talk about? Like, who's going to paint her nails at Rutgers? Like, what are we doing? Not Rutgers. Oh, my God. That's a college.
Rutgers? Oh. Well, awful.
No, you're right. But also something that was weird to me is, like, Jen, you are so sad and scared, as she should be, about being away from her family. Yet she's like, so I'm going to fly to this girls' trip, and then from the girls' trip, I'm going to go to trial. Like, you got it all mixed up, baby.
I mean, talk about a check. We just spoke about how these women will do anything for a check. She needs that check, so I get it.
And then those FBI hats. I'm like, I don't find that to be that funny.
I don't think that's funny. I also don't think Jen thought
I don't think
funny.
It's offensive. I just, like, don't find it funny. Like, I don't really get what's funny about it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's not a quote
the joke
from the show.
Didn't land. The joke didn't land because they thought that Meredith, like, tipped off the FBI about Jen. But that didn't land because
Jen is going to jail. And she's wearing a hat that says FBI.
It's not like Jen gave Meredith a hat that said FBI. That would land a little bit better.
I don't think the joke's funny. Like, I actually think the funnier joke is Meredith walking around the world wearing I Love New York hats everywhere.
That's hilarious.
It is hilarious, but it's also, like, it's just funny. She's clearly like, look, I made it funny.
Yeah, she's no idea.
No, she doesn't have an ounce of humor. That's my other thing is we need a couple more women that have humor built into
Angie,
them.
Angie, I can't wait. Clearly she's hilarious. She made a joke about sucking dick for jazz tickets.
I'm hoping she's hilarious. I think she's desperate, which I'm down for desperate too.
Me too, because that's funny.
Yeah, desperation lands well.
We're gonna get hopefully a little bit more like
Well, I can't wait to meet this LOLs. Girl who comes for Jen and tells her something about putting money on her book.
Oh, shit. But here I am still watching it after I complain so much.
Yeah, it's because we have a podcast about it, Kix.
I know, but even if we didn't, I'd still be tuning in.
Okay, jury's out on that one. No? You would? Would you? No, this is a good question. Out of these shows, what would you still watch if we didn't do this?
I would watch Potomac.
Okay.
I would watch Miami.
Right. SLC's not in there. That's what I'm saying.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I still don't accept that. You got mad at me.
I didn't get mad at you.
No, you in the camera, you like shook your head quietly.
Because I was quietly saying, no, I wouldn't be watching.
Oh, I thought you were like, don't do that right now.
No, I would say, no, I wouldn't be watching.
Oh, got it, yes.
Oh, boy, am I so fucking excited for Miami.
We didn't even really talk about it on the podcast last year.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We did not cover it. No, we did not, because I did a whole Miami-centered episode with Priscilla.
I literally tuned in every single week. That's proof.
That's probably why you liked it, because you didn't have to talk about it on this here passion project of mine.
No, I genuinely, we watched the trailer and recorded our reaction video for TikTok. Mm-hmm. Follow us at Two Dumpster Divas.
Yes, and fucking Lenny Hochstein and
his teeth
filler with legs of a wife. I can't handle the two of them.
Tom,
she's so annoying to me.
That is so mean.
But I get mad at. But here's why I'm mad at her. The world has told Andy Cohen, every housewife, the television has told her. This man is bad for you. And like, I just get frustrated with her because I'm like, why are you still in it? And then you have to play out your divorce on camera, which is mortifying.
But she probably.
You think she wants it that way?
Okay. Once again, going back to your point about these women do crazy shit for money and checks. There's that crazy shit for a check.
Well, I think that Lenny did a Kelsey Grammer and was like, you should go on that show. KK to get her some money in her bank before he divorced her. That's what Kelsey did to Camille. It was like his way out. Yeah. I mean, but it's just.
It's crazy.
To be. Okay. But to be crazy enough to do that with children involved.
But see, that's why I think that she tried to stay, is because she has children involved. I don't know. I'm obsessed with her. Because I can't stop looking at her face. It's crazy to me. I want to touch it.
That's weird.
Don't you want to know what it feels like? Do you think it feels like face, or do you think it feels like a rock?
No, I don't think it was like a rock. I mean, she's had some taken out. Never forget when she said to Andy Cohen, I've had a lot of my fillers taken out over the years. Can't you tell? And Andy was like,
no.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I love them so much.
Yeah. Also, we will be doing a Ultimate Girls Trip 3 trailer reaction video, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
They showed it at BravoCon, but then nothing.
I'm a little bit worried. I'm a little worried.
I saw a brief clip from it accidentally going through stories, and I guess their house manager like is so mad at them because they're not like respecting, like, I think just like the country or something like that.
He was mad
at them because he was like, they were like screaming all the time and things like that, which
I believe
too. So I don't know the context, but I saw that from a BravoCon thing.
Oh boy.
Thank you guys for all of your messages about, we got a lot of DMs from people being like, I wish you guys had been at BravoCon, you know, maybe next year if they ask us to moderate. I would love to moderate.
I'll watch you on Instagram Live.
That sounds scary to you?
That's a lot of people I don't want to be in a room with. I also am, I'm just now trying to unlearn anxiety. So I'm feeling anxious about it.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I think probably a great entry panel to host and navigate would be like, a summer house one or things like that, because like they're not as scary. And I've also like a couple steps removed from, I'm now quite literally one step removed from Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I think I would love to do a one season wonder. panel.
I want to do One Season Wonders and the room capacity is 10. And that includes the people on stage.
I have no fear about speaking in front of people. That's what's bizarre about my
anxiety. What did you just
say?
You said there would be too many people.
No, it's just like the idea of like I have to say what – I can't just like chat. Like I have to like say what I need to say. That stresses me out.
But the idea is that you're chatting, I think. With a mix of say what you
need
to say.
Yeah, I think I could do that. The people of it all is like, I just don't want to be there. That's just a lot of people I don't know and don't really care to spend time with.
Great. We got different goals, different dreams. Also, that's so sweet of you to say after I literally just said all the people that said they wish we had been there.
Tom, you saw the people screaming at each other about meeting Kenya.
No,
more.
I know. I'm just laughing kicks because I literally just said all these people that are so sweet that were nice wish that they had met us. And you're like, I don't want to be around those people.
No, you dumbass. That's not what I mean. There's people.
That woman who chewed out.
Stampeding
like,
to meet.
I was here for Kenya. It was just
it's
like,
just a person.
Yeah, no. And Kenya
it's
was
not
late,
Beyonce.
Too. Yeah, no.
I don't get it. See you there next year.
Well, thank you guys for listening to the pod. And I know we've gotten a lot of new listeners lately, so welcome. And once again, we have both Halloween episodes that come out as well as our regular recaps. And this upcoming Halloween series episode, we will be covering Real Housewives of Atlanta season 10, episode 14, I believe is the number, but it's the finale party of that season. So go to the reunion and go back one episode, and that's the one we're talking about. It's called Nightmare on Peach Street. So check
Clever.
It out. Yep. And Kix, tell everyone where they can follow you.
You can follow us. At Dumpster Dive Pod on Instagram, Two Dumpster Divas on TikTok. You can follow me at Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X, and you can follow Tom.
Yes, at The Tom Hamlet on IG. And did you say Twitter?
No.
Oh, also, I like to tweet these days, so Two Dumpster Divas on Twitter as well. So lots of places, rate, review, subscribe, all the good stuff, and we'll talk to you all later. Bye.